In CI News this week, retired pastor Clive Johnston appears in court for preaching the gospel in an abortion censorship zone. Hundreds of doctors criticise the Royal College of General Practitioners for ending its historic opposition to assisted suicide, and publishers report a surge in Bible sales thanks to increasing interest among Generation Z. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 21st of March. I'm Jenny Olson. Clive Johnston attended a hearing today after being charged with holding an open-air Sunday service in the vicinity of the Causeway Hospital in Coleraine in July last year. Clive was preaching on John 3:16 and did not mention abortion, but is being accused of seeking to influence people accessing abortion services.
I'd like to thank the media for the interest that they've taken in the case, and we have been overwhelmed by the amount of support that we've received. But I know that you'll understand that we can't make any comment publicly at this stage. Thank you very much.
The Christian Institute is supporting Clive's case, and his lawyers are contesting the charges. Senior criminal barrister Aaron Thompson told Coleraine Magistrates Court that the case involved crucially important devolution and constitutional matters. The Institute's Simon Calvert spoke to reporters.
The question those who wanted these buffer zones laws have to answer is, should laws designed to stop abortion protests also be used to prosecute the simple preaching of the gospel? Because that's all that Clive Johnston was doing. He held an open-air service where he preached from John 3:16, of all things, the most famous good news verse in the Bible. And if Clive can be prosecuted for preaching the gospel here in Coleraine, what about all the street preachers on the streets of Belfast, where they find themselves in many streets falling within the buffer zone? These are very important questions. There are very important principles at stake, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and that's why the Christian Institute is here today supporting Clive Johnston in his defence.
Hundreds of doctors have criticised the Royal College of General Practitioners for ending its historic opposition to assisted suicide. In a letter to the Times, 268 GPs said the college grossly misrepresented doctors' views by changing its position to neutral. A survey revealed that almost half of members wanted the college to remain opposed, a third were in favour of a pro-assisted suicide position, and only 14% wanted the college to switch to neutral. However, 60% of the Leadership Council voted to change its stance. In the letter, the GPs warned that assisted suicide is incompatible with their role as doctors and undermines the public's understanding of care. We will not be involved in its provision and remain committed to easing suffering at the end of life through proactive, compassionate and holistic palliative care. Social media platforms must take steps to protect all users from illegal content or face hefty fines under government measures introduced this week. The Online Safety Act now requires all companies to take robust action against illegal content and activity, including child sexual abuse, extreme pornography, and the sale of illegal drugs. Ofcom, appointed by the government to regulate the Act, has power to fine companies in breach of their duties up to £18 million or 10% of their qualifying worldwide revenue. Announcing the changes, Technology Secretary Peter Kyle warned that tech companies can no longer treat safety as an afterthought, commenting, "Where new threats emerge, we will act decisively. The Online Safety Act is not the end of the conversation, it's the foundation." Hospitals in the US state of New Jersey have been slammed for asking parents about their newborn's sexuality and gender identity. In a form collecting information on sexual orientation and gender identity, parents are being asked how they want their baby to be identified, with options including transgender and genderqueer, alongside male and female. One question asks, which of the following best describes your baby? Lesbian or gay? Straight or heterosexual? Bisexual? Self-describes? Or questioning, unsure? Telegraph columnist Michael Deacon branded the forms a farce. "I still can't decide which aspect of it is the maddest, the idea that a newborn baby can be gay, the idea that parents might think their newborn baby is gay, the idea that a newborn baby can self-describe anything, let alone his or her sexual orientation, or the idea that a newborn baby is questioning his or her sexual orientation. And finally, publishers have reported a surge in Bible sales fueled by increasing interest among young people. The Society for Promoting Christian Knowledge saw an 87% increase in Bible sales between 2019 and 2024. Chief Executive Sam Richardson noted that events such as the coronavirus pandemic and the mental health crisis have caused people to think deeply about their spirituality. "We are at the center of a significant cultural shift regarding matters of faith and religion." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you.